From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. America's leading ag commodity groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, are asking the U.S. Trade Representative to deepen trade discussions in order to remove retaliatory tariffs by the European Union on U.S. food and ag exports. On November 9th, the EU imposed tariffs on American food and ag exports, the latest move related to disputes over aircraft subsidizing. According to GeorgiaFarmBureau.org, U.S. food and agriculture are once again dragged into a dispute they had nothing to do with. The USDA has imposed sanctions on five produce companies for failing to meet contractual obligations to the sellers of produce they purchased and for failing to pay reparation awards issued by the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. The companies include California-based AM Group, Texas-based Valvia Produce, and three Florida companies, Suncrest Produce Solutions, Andean Fresh Fruit, and McFoodist. The sanctions suspend their PACA licenses and bar them from engaging in PACA-licensed business without USDA approval. And the USDA also launched the Ask USDA Contact Center program that will serve as the one front door for phone chat and web inquiries, transforming how the public interacts with USDA and providing an enhanced experience for the public. Before the creation of Ask USDA, callers had to navigate dozens of phone numbers and had no chat function or online platform for self-service, creating frustration and inefficiencies. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.